We're continuing in Yaakov, we're on page Chaftet, page Samach Gimel in the Talmud, and now we're up to a Mishnah, bottom of the page. Lo yetze ha'ish lo besayif velo bekeshet. On Shabbos, the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to go out with your sword. You think wearing a sword is like wearing a garment? Look at me, I'm a soldier. I have my gun, I have my M16, I have my sword. I have my bow, velo betris, don't go waltzing around with your shield, velo be'ala, don't go around with your spear, velo beromach, which is a different type of spear, ve'im yatzachayav chatat. The first opinion of the Mishnah says, if someone carried those in public domain, that's not considered as having worn an ornament. That's considered as though you carried something in public domain to the point where he'd be chayav chatas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Tachshitin en lo. Rabbi Eliezer says, that's not so. Rabbi Eliezer says, these are like jewelry for a man. People look up to a man carrying his weapons, and we'll see its verses in Navi, how a brave warrior walks around with his sword. So, in Isaiah it says the Gibor carries his sword. So, people look at a guy, and he's carrying a gun, right? It's like in jewelry. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. It's perfectly all right to carry your weapons on Shabbos. Now, before we continue, is the halacha going to be like Rabbi Eliezer? Give me two reasons why not.
No.
Systematic reasons, not logical. System. In the system of halacha, we know that Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. He was given the title Shamuti. And the general rule is that we do not rule in halacha like Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus is the first Tana to appear in Shas. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was one of the rabbis of Rabbi Akiva. He was one of the teachers of Rabbi Akiva. And even so, the rabbis decided that the halacha is not like him. So the mere fact that it is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is indicator number one, that the halacha is not going to be like him. What's indicator number two? He is a lone opinion against the early opinion in the Mishnah, which is stated plainly. An opinion that's stated plainly in the Mishnah is called stam. Stam, plain. So when an opinion is stated plainly, that opinion carries greater halachic weight. It's as though it had a majority, it had a consensus of rabbis backing that opinion because it's stated plainly in the Mishnah. So that's the second reason why the halacha would not be like Rabbi Eliezer. He is a lone voice against Stam, against the opinion of the Mishnah that is stated plainly. V'chachamim omrim, and the rabbis said, Eino ela lignai. He who walks around with weapons, that's not jewelry, that is nothing but shame. Shenemar, as the prophet Isaiah says, v'chitetu charvotam li'itim, they will ultimately revamp their swords and they will bang them into plows. Plow, itim et is really it's a handheld plow. It's a plow with a wooden handle. What did we call that in English? The thing that turns over the earth. If you throw it into the earth and you turn over the earth, what's that called? Plow. Okay. V'chanitotehem lemazmerot. The verse says they will turn their spears into shears, into these big scissors that are used to cut the branches. Lo yilmedu od milchama. They will no longer learn how to make war. From that verse we see, the verse describes how they will recycle their weapons. It doesn't say they'll hold on to them as signs of bravery, as jewelry. No, it says they will revamp them and use them for peaceful things. You see that weapons are nothing to be proud of. They are simply something which is a necessary evil, excuse the pun. And so if someone wears them unnecessarily on Shabbat, that's considered that he's carrying them on Shabbat, and that's there's nothing to be proud of. My ba'ala, the Talmud asks, what is an ala? The Talmud says that's an instrument called a kulfa. I don't know what that is. Rabbi Eliezer omer tachshitin hen lo. Rabbi Eliezer said, weapons are like jewelry. Tanya amur lo l'Rabbi Eliezer. They asked Rabbi Eliezer, v'chim achar de tachshitin hen lo, mipenei main betelin limot ha-mashiach. Rabbi Eliezer, according to you, why is it that in the days of the Messiah, we're no longer going to have these weapons? Why not hold on to them as jewelry? Amar lahem lefi she'enan tzrichin. He answered them, he said, because they will be unnecessary. Today they're jewelry, but in the days of the Messiah, the reason they'll be recycled is because they will be unnecessary. She'ne'emar, as the verse says, lo yisa goy el goy cheref. One nation will not raise a sword against another nation. Asks the Talmud, v'teheve lenoy ba'alma, but why not hold on to the weapons just as jewelry? Amar Abaye, mididehave ashalga b'tiara. Because just as you wouldn't light a candle in the middle of the afternoon, there's so much light, what are you doing with a candle? So too, to hold on to a sword at a time that there's world peace, there's nothing proud, there's nothing nice about it. It's not even considered jewelry. It's only jewelry in our days. Ufliga di Shmuel. This opinion that says that in the days of the Messiah there'll be world peace, that's in disagreement with Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Shmuel taught, in ben ha'olam hazeh nimot ha'mashiach ele shibud malchuyot bilvad. Shmuel taught, even in the days of the Messiah, there will still be wars, there will still be weapons. In the days of the Messiah, the only things that will change is that the nations will not hold us in subservience. We will have autonomy. We'll be able to have our own state in the land of Israel. That's what's going to happen in the days of the Messiah. We won't have to listen to the nations. Shene'emar, as the verse says, ki lo yichdal evyon mikerv haaretz. Hashem says, there will always be poverty in the land. And so the world's not about to change in the days of the Messiah. There's olam haba, that's something else. But in the days of the Messiah, there'll still be wars. And as such, there will still be weapons. Rambam rules like Shmuel. Rambam says, in the days of the Messiah, in fact, the world will be olam kiminhago noheg. The world will continue as it always has. The only thing that will change is that we'll have autonomy. Misayei aleile Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. This opinion supports what Rabbi Chiya bar Abba taught. That Rabbi Chiya bar Abba taught, kol hanevim lo nitnabu ela limot ha-mashiach. The prophecies spoke about the days of the Messiah, avel olam habayin lo ra'ata lukim zulatcha. The world to come, no one knows what's waiting for us there. And the world to come, it's so much better than anything anyone can imagine. Okay, so we'll pause here.